Two community leaders who got a peek behind the Rivian curtain say they returned from Michigan more optimistic about the EV startup's future. Normal Town Council member R.C. McBride and Unit 5 Superintendent Mark Daniel were both on Monday's trip. The Bloomington Normal delegation visited Rivian's vehicle and engineering facility outside Detroit. The visitors included representatives from several of the local governments that approved tax breaks for the electric vehicle startup when it purchased the shuttered Mitsubishi Motors plant in Normal. The stealthy startup hasn't said much publicly about its vehicles. The first one will be a 5-passenger truck introduced in 2020, followed by a 7-passenger SUV. As a matter of disclosure, McBride is also GLT's general manager. He says the visitors got to meet Rivian's leadership team.
RJ spent a lot of time with the group, probably spoke to us for about an hour and a half about not only Rivian's future, but what he and the company foresee as the evolution of how we use transport and automobiles over the next several decades.
So what kind of facility was it? What did the physical spaces look like?
It is, in many ways, it's an office space and a planning space. We spent most of our time in a conference room that is connected to the other Rivian facilities in California and as well as in Normal. But they have a lot of engineers there. They have modeling that's going on there. So it had a very industrial feel, but it was overall very impressive. And there were a lot of people who were very, very busy. I mean, you could feel an energy there.
Yeah, so how did your perceptions of the company evolve from Sunday before you went on the trip to Monday night when you got back?
I probably would have classified myself as a cautious believer in what Rivian is trying to do. And of course, I mean, I have to think that at this point, just about everybody in the community is certainly rooting for Rivian's success. There is a straight line between their success and some additional success for the Bloomington Normal McLean County community. But seeing it certainly changed my perspective. I am much more optimistic and, frankly, more excited about what they're going to be able to bring to our community in coming years.
During a February town council meeting, you said it would be nice if at some point Rivian were to provide a more public update to its local investors, the taxing bodies essentially that gave the company tax breaks. Do you still want to see something else beyond the scope of this trip you took?
I think I think yesterday's trip was part of that, right? But again, it's only a select group of people, one or two representatives from the various taxing bodies. And I actually told them, I understand the need for stealth mode. I understand that this is a hyper-competitive environment and a hyper-competitive industry, probably to the point that most of us really don't understand just how competitive it is. However, I think you can inform the community, let them know there's momentum, let them know that there's progress without necessarily getting too specific. And I believe we're getting very close to that. I know that there have been more Rivian folks on the ground in our community over the last several months, going to events, building relationships, having meetings with potential stakeholders and partners. So I think that's part of it. But I do think that is going to improve, and I really hope it does improve. But finding that balance, I get it. It can be tough.
And did RJ speak at all to the competitive nature of the EV business? And we've seen other EV startups that have sort of fizzled out, even Tesla. I mean, they're sort of the giant in the room. They've struggled to hit their production promises. Did he talk about the industry in general?
He did talk about the space, and he talked a lot about looking for open spaces within the space, which I thought was very interesting. Tesla is probably the best known name in this area, and I don't think it's any surprise anybody's paying attention. They know that Tesla's had some well-publicized problems of late. They didn't necessarily get into that, but what they did and what helped clarify for me is the fact that they do have a clear idea of where they want to be in this market space and how they can differentiate themselves from others who are on the surface trying to do the same thing.
Did you get to see any vehicles while you're there?
No.
What was the length of the non-disclosure agreement you had to sign?
It was only a few pages. No, I say that because I was trying to say we never did see an actual vehicle. I mean, we did see some models. We saw a lot of mock-ups. I saw some virtual reality things that were pretty cool, and I don't think I'm saying or disseminating anything I should when I see that. But I will just say that they are further along than I had imagined they would be.
RC, anything else you want to add here about the trip?
The thing that I found most intriguing is, and they brought a number of folks in, a number of different people from the leadership team to talk to us, but the thing that I thought was most interesting was the fact that you had this group of people all speaking the same language as far as what their horizon is. And they're not talking about what this industry or what the world's going to look like a year from now, or 2 years from now, or 5 years from now. They're talking in terms of 10, 20, 30 years, they're talking generationally. To me, that's exciting. I don't know that American business does that enough. It seems we all live and die on what the stock market does on any given day. So to hear them talking big picture was very exciting.
You're listening to Sound Ideas. That was R.C. McBride, a member of the Normal Town Council. He's also the general manager here at GLT. Also on the Rivian trip were representatives from State Farm, Illinois State and Illinois Wesleyan, the Economic Development Council, and the McLean County Chamber of Commerce, among others. Unit 5 Superintendent Mark Daniel was there too.
I thought it was an excellent visit. Certainly opened our eyes to their progress, and looking forward to see what's going to happen, and hopefully cars start rolling off in 2020.
Mark, what did it physically look like?
Seeing it in person certainly brought it to life, and seeing the number of people they're employing, in fact, not only just there in Livonia, but near Detroit, but also on the West Coast, a couple other sites, and then 38 plus employees here down in Bloomington. So it's not a facade; it's happening. So it's just a matter of how fortunate they will they be when they launch, and looking forward to seeing that time.
Well, Rivian has its manufacturing plant in Normal and more staff in California. It's the vehicle and engineering team in Michigan, right?
It's really interesting seeing both sides working together. You have the engineering side, and then you have the research and design side, as they're in very much a millennial type of work environment, very open concept, people working side by side, able to flow across from one side of the building to another side of the building so they can immediately start asking questions. Okay, that might be research and design. How's that impact engineering? And then how's that impact actually as you start laying out production? So really advanced, advanced software being used, some virtual work. And then, of course, what we've been trying to do even down here as we look at our whole virtual platform, how do we bring real world to our classroom? It's good to see, they're having to bring in four different locations, making sure that communication is happening. So as a school person, I'm thinking, wow, how can we bring that into our classrooms and expose our kids to that and have our teachers connect and all the project-based learning type things that are just now at the tip of our fingers.
My understanding is you didn't actually see a vehicle, right? Just some models and mock-ups?
Yes, and a lot of their work, this is continuously being revised and updated based on what they'll be trying to do with their brand and so forth. So we did see that. We didn't actually drive in one of the cars. But again, they've been doing those things. They're ready to, I think maybe hopefully, again, I'm hearing 2020, we'll actually see cars rolling out of the plant here at Bloomington Normal.
Mark, how did your perceptions about Rivian change from before the trip to after?
I'm always curious how much of a commitment they'll have to local economy, local business, local school systems, and school systems being the pre-K through 12, but also your higher ed. And I will tell you, I went in there cautiously, and I left thinking they are committed and they're wanting to move forward and make the connections. So connections to kids in high school, even earlier, with STEM work, connections then with apprenticeships, followed with people who are they're needing electricians and so forth. I'll just use that as an example. But that follow through is starting to happen, and we're looking forward to that. My big push has always been how can we have more real life in our classrooms and make the standards come to life? Well, they're very interested in that as well with their remote classes, teacher training, job shadowing, those types of things. And we now become very much, how do we design our curriculum, which we have a multitude of curriculum and programs, but how do you align that so you're creating these kinds of thinkers and opening doors for every kid? It doesn't have to be a kid who's going to four-year school upon graduation, four-year university. It could be the student who's going right into the workforce, and they need those folks as well. So, yeah, very exciting listening to the plant manager talking about his needs and, you know, how we can hopefully be part of that solution.
That's Mark Daniel, superintendent of Unit 5 Schools, one of several local representatives who traveled this week to Rivian's facility in Michigan. I'm Ryan Denham.
The Rivian plant in Normal will host a hackathon for nonprofits on May 4th through the 6th. It's part of the National 48 and 48 organization, in which local tech and marketing experts build websites for nonprofits in 48 hours. Rivian will host the local event in partnership with the United Way of McLean County and State Farm.